While cha-cha is separate than salsa, it can still give you a deeper understanding of what to feel in salsa music. My name's Anthony Prasad, and this is Addicted to Salsa. Well, that was Orquesta La 33 with Que Rico Bugalú. Today's episode is going to focus a little bit more on cha-cha than on salsa, and that's mainly because you can actually use cha-cha music to help with your salsa. And it's actually pretty funny because when I first started dancing, I actually disliked cha-cha for the same reason I disliked salsa. It was because it was kind of hard. I mean, it's not that I disliked it, but I didn't prefer it. But of course, after you start becoming comfortable with your body movements and your footwork, and of course, you start enjoying and playing with the music during your social dancing, it's a differently satisfying experience compared to salsa, just like going to the Cheesecake Factory. And if you didn't know, they serve more than just cheesecake there. Now, contrary to some belief systems out there, cha-cha can only be danced on too. So if you ever see anybody dancing on one, or they teach it to you on one, that is completely incorrect. And that's because of the way cha-cha is built. Cha-cha is built on the cha-cha-cha step. and the cha-cha-cha step happens in the music on a 4 and 5 and on the 8 and 1 beats in the music if you're using numbers to count. So if you start dancing on one, or basically if you start breaking on one, and you try and listen for the cha-cha-cha in the music, you won't be in sync to it. You have to be breaking on two, so your timing on your steps for cha-cha-cha match the cha-cha-cha or tukutung in the music. So just kind of, if you don't believe me, just listen to the music while you're dancing, because the proof is in the pudding. I mean, one of the main things you want to focus on when you're using cha-cha to help you with your salsa is to, again, be on time and be on beat. Now, with that said, how do you practice your salsa to cha-cha music? Well, that's actually pretty simple. They're both fundamentally very similar. All you have to do is take your cha-cha song and remove the cha-cha-cha from the equation. And then all you're left is with much longer pauses. So you can actually take a cha-cha song, remove the cha-cha-cha, put the pauses, the salsa pauses in it, and you have a very, very, very slow salsa song that helps you practice your footwork at a much richer level. And that's because when you're doing your footwork at a cha-cha-cha song or at a much slower salsa song, it gives you more time to savor every step. So as you're doing your footwork and trying to put it in muscle memory, you have more time to really smooth out the steps and make them as sharp as possible at the same time, because you have more time in the music, so you don't have to rush every single step.
Se perfila en el pueblo emoción. La verbena ya está empezando. Se perfila en el pueblo emoción. Y el meneo cachondo se enjuaga. Catalina Lao con su tambor.
Well, that was Irasu with Catalina Lao, at least their interpretation. Now, what else could cha-cha help us with? Well, it can help us with body movements. Because the song is much slower, you don't really need to take 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 very slowly. You can literally pause for 3 counts or 8 counts and take that time to actually move your upper body, roll your shoulders back, move that rib cage side to side, and play with those instruments so you can start putting that extra movement and flavor into your dancing. So when you translate it over to salsa, it'll be much easier to implement that when you're doing your solo partnering work when you're social dancing. This next song is called Bésame Mamá. Now it's a very, very slow song with some instrumentation of trumpets, like a conversation of trumpets, if you can imagine it. Now, because it's very slow, I want you to really focus on that instrument, the trumpet instrument, and try and start moving your upper body to those trumpets and maybe to any other instruments that you find interesting in the song. Now, at first, don't worry about how you look or if you're moving correctly or not. Just let anything flow out, because at first, when you're doing body movements, everything is going to feel awkward. And that's because you've never done something like that before, and your muscles have never been pushed to actually move in certain directions before. But I can guarantee you that once you teach your body how to move, you'll start realizing you actually have more muscles than you actually thought. And that's the interesting part about dancing. You actually start learning how to control other muscles in your body that you didn't know you had. And once you achieve that control, I can guarantee you, you're gonna enjoy dancing much, much more.
Thank you.
Again, that was Poncho Sanchez with Bésame Mamá. Now, maybe you were like me in the very beginning and you kind of didn't like cha-cha that much. But maybe it's because you've been listening to the wrong type of cha-cha. When I started listening to cha-cha, I ended up listening to a lot of ballroomish Americanized cha-cha that you kind of hear that is not really with this type of sound and this type of feeling. So hopefully I'm helping you break that stereotype and giving you a different perspective on what cha-cha actually sounds like.
Es tarde, ya me voy, mi negrita me espera. Hasta mañana, porque cuando salí dijo negro no tardes en la ciudad. Es tarde, ya me voy, mi negrita me espera. Hasta mañana, porque cuando salí dijo negro no tardes en la ciudad. Si yo no vuelvo, mi negrita se desvelará, no se acostará. Déjenme irme, que es muy tarde ya. Voy sin miedo de la noche, que muy negra está. El hombre bueno no teme a la oscuridad. Yo ando por buen camino y en mi soledad. Déjenme irme, que es muy tarde ya. Voy sin miedo de la noche, que muy negra está.
That was Mi Negrita Me Espera, originally by Ismael Rivera, this one by Gabino Pampini. Now, another famous cha-cha song that gets played a lot at the clubs is Escucha el Ritmo by the Spanish Harlem Orchestra. And it's really, really good because it's a much faster-paced cha-cha than the ones I've been playing before. So once you're kind of used to the slow cha-cha songs, you can kind of move your practicing your footwork up to a much faster cha-cha song, and hopefully after that to a real salsa song.
Escucha bien cómo el ritmo va. Escucha bien cómo el ritmo va, para que puedan bailarlo así.
Oye, qué rica melodía que yo te traigo aquí, pa' que tú lo goces, pa' que baile así, así.
Escucha bien cómo el ritmo va, para que puedan bailarlo así.
Todo el mundo está gozando, vámonos para el solar. La cosa se ha puesto buena, vamos todos a bailar.
Escucha bien cómo el ritmo va, para que puedan bailarlo así.
Cantando con esta orquesta, hoy te quiero saludar y te traemos sabroso, qué rico mi cha-cha-cha.
Escucha bien cómo el ritmo va, para que puedan bailarlo así.
El que castiga las teclas,
Oscar Hernández.
Well, hopefully you've enjoyed today's episode and gave you a different perspective in what cha-cha music sounds like and feels like and how it can help you in your actual salsa. So to And today, I'm going to leave you with a nice, soft cha-cha song by Salsa Celtica called Adios Adios, which means goodbye, goodbye. And with that in mind, my name is Anthony Prasad, and until next time, I'll see you at the club.
Ya se acabó el amor que por ti yo sentía, mulata. Me buscaré otro querer que me sepa comprender.
Yo lo...